Hi, all my podcast listeners and fetish junkies and princess worshippers. This is your Princess Amber Lee, and I am very happy to announce my week's worth of podcasting, which is supposed to start yesterday, but it's going to start today. I would like to start off by going on to the commercialism of my blog posts. I have a lot of new things coming out, including my first 2009 calendar, which is the ass calendar, my ass lover's calendar, 12 pictures of my beautiful ass, and set to a calendar that you can just print off and use to worship me. I have several wallpapers coming out. If you look through my blog, you can see the ones that are available. And I have a new humiliation task, as well as lots of new listings and designs on the listings. Each one's not necessarily different, but I am working on that. The upcoming weeks, they should be all different. I also have 8 new picture sets that are coming out. They're not out yet, but they're coming out. I do have one that is going to come out tomorrow. I have lots of new recorded listings for y'all guys that, it's late night, the girlfriend's home or the wife's home, and can't really talk to me, and you just want to listen. That's the great place to go. I also did re-record my very first recorded listing, which is my voice sample. It is now 3 minutes. So all of you that have listened to the original, I would go back and listen to the new one. Going into this post is about bisexuality and lesbianism. I am asked often, am I lesbian because I am bisexual? I am asked often, am I lesbian because I am dominant in nature? And the answer is 100% complete no. I am not lesbian. I am bisexual. I enjoy women. I like women, but I also need my men. But there's nothing wrong with lesbianism. In fact, quite a lot of doms are in fact lesbian, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think that lesbianism is actually quite a beautiful thing, and should be glorified, because those women have to work it extra hard in order to be in a man's world and be accepted, as well as they also have to do what you men have to do. They have to go chasing the pussy. So hats off to all my lesbies for chasing after the pussy, because Lord knows I'm so glad y'all guys do. When I tell people that I am bisexual, I'm also accosted with being asked what made me realize was when I joined the sorority and was surrounded by a bunch of hot girls like myself. And we often will walk naked to the showers. We'll run around the house in our bras and our panties because we're just feeling lazy, or it's just that comfort. And just seeing that all day, every day, it's those smooth, nice lines, those soft curves, the nice taut young bodies, the hair, the makeup, the very sexy lingerie. I mean, if you're listening to this, how could you not? Y'all guys understand. For the guys that understand, for girls that are straight, maybe you don't, but I confronted one of my really close friends in the house, who's also appears in my first lesbian video that if you go to my pictures page, you can purchase and view. And we began talking, and we decided that that night we were going to go out on a date and come back and see if these are just truly, if it was curiosity or if this is my feelings. So we go out on a date and we talk, and it was nice holding hands, went to a club, danced, and then we came back home, started making out. And anything else you'd like to know about that night, you'd have to call me to hear about or listen to my lesbo recording. And we both realize that we're bisexual. We don't necessarily want to be in a relationship with each other, or with another woman, though we are open to that. We still really do like men and alpha men, that, and as well as, submissive guys, but obviously in two different lights. We do love men a little bit more, but being with a woman does have its advantages. So, I don't believe that to be dominant you have to be lesbian or bisexual. I think it is obviously a plus, especially in my case. And I wish that huge misconception, that huge stereotype that all women that are dominant are either bisexual or lesbian, I wish that stigma would go away because it's just not true. I believe these tendencies also are in everyone. I believe everyone is in some way, shape, or form part gay. We all have those gay thoughts like, oh wow, that guy's pants are really tight. I wonder how big his package are. Package is. Ooh, pardon my grammar. We look at a girl and we're just like, she's really pretty. I wonder how big her boobs are. Does she have really big areolas? Does she have really big nipples? These are just questions we ask ourselves in our head or out loud, and in some cases may be afraid to admit. But I don't think we should be. I think we should be more accepting of these natural curiosities that lie within us, that are primordial in essence and have been around since the beginning of time. The Romans, perfect example. Every civilization has had these people, whether they labeled them as perverts, blasphemers, or sinners, or even exalted them. They have been around. Look at Alexander the Great, and it's a proven fact that it's been around forever, and it should just be accepted. So this is my podcast before I can continually rambling on, and I will be doing a podcast every day for a week at least. So be sure to tune in tomorrow, guys. I love you. Bye.